in different teams. Well, how about this if you're a Ravens fan? Baltimore won the Super Bowl in 2001 with 28-year-old quarterback Trent Dilfer at the helm, and in 2013 with 28-year-old Joe Flacco calling the signals. Those Super Bowls came 12 years apart. 2025 would make it, you got it, another 12 years between raising Lombardi trophies. And should that happen, Lamar Jackson would be lifting the championship trophy, also at the age of 28. Like the other Sunday game, this also features a 2024 regular season meeting where the favorite, in this case the visiting Ravens, pounded the Bills 35-10 in Baltimore. This has to be the reason Buffalo is an unlikely small underdog at home, the first time since 1967 they've been in this position. Breaking a streak of 18 straight home games is chalk, the longest in NFL postseason history. But I think the weather and the home team's familiarity of how the gales blow in their own stadium will make a big difference. Sunday night temperatures are expected to be in the teens with 10 to 20 mile an hour winds. In this environment, I trust Josh Allen more than Lamar Jackson, as well as Bills place kicker Tyler Bass over Justin Tucker. The Bills were far and away the best at a plus 24 in the regular season turnover category, and I think they force multiple Ravens mistakes en route to victory. The Bills plus 1.5. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and so much to talk about in the sports world, people. The playoffs, the NFL playoffs are definitely here. The Washington Commanders are definitely here, baby. And the Kansas City Chiefs, they keep doing what they do, man. It's almost boring, to be honest with you. Tons going on in the NBA. Tons going on in college basketball. We got a big Monday night college national championship football game to talk about. The Irish and the Ohio State Buckeyes. Brother, if you can't tell how jacked up the Dorfman is this morning, man, I haven't even had my cup of coffee yet, Mike Wilson, so ready to rock and roll and talk sports with you, brother.
That's funny you mentioned the cup of coffee, because I'm sitting here, Dorf, and I'm just sitting going, man, Dorf had some caramel macchiato from Starbucks or something, man. He's all fired up, but I'm fired up, too. Washington Commanders, all it takes is a quarterback. It looks like Jaden Daniels, he's going to be the offensive rookie of the year after last night's performance. He was spectacular. I mean, we got two great games today. Who's not waiting for that Bills-Ravens game? Let's get to it, my man. Let's get it done.
Yeah, so much to talk about, man. Unbelievable stuff in the sports world, and we're here to give you our analysis about it. Keep it close, everybody. On the other side, we will hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll get our hockey fix in, and then we will dive into all this other good stuff happening in the sports world. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills. And hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and switch to the expensive shampoo with amino acids. Sure, you don't know what those are or why you need them, but it sounds very impressive. And if you switch and save hundreds, you can massage it into your scalp every day. Now, if only you can get people to lean toward your head to smell those aminos. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shampoo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson. You got Andy Dorf. And by the way, you could be part of the program. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we got the real John Poulter with us. And by the way, you can get at him at 12 John Poulter on the X thing. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. You know, I'm enjoying life. It's not too shabby out here. It is cold in the mornings, cold in the evenings. Like, we're talking 30s, John, so that's definitely tough for us people that live out here. But during the day, it gets to, like, the 60s or maybe up to the 70s. But You know,
please don't rub it in.
No, but I always tell people, like, in all honesty, no, this is no BS. Like, this is real, okay? In the winter time, and Mike, I think you can attest to this. This is the only time we actually know what a desert feels like, okay? Because in the summer, right, the desert is either hot or a little less hot.
Yeah.
But during the winter, John, it actually is cold, okay? Like, 30 degrees for us is really, really cold.
Whoa.
But this is the actual, like, desert feel, where it actually climbs and it actually declines. So,
well, let me tell you, if this will make you feel really good, the outside temperature here this morning is 16 degrees. With the wind chill, it feels like 7. That translates to very cold.
I wish that upon nobody anymore, John. I'll be honest with you, but especially not you. And I do appreciate you taking time out with us like you always do each and every Sunday. Looking around things once again in the National League, in the National Hockey League, and before I get here, I just want to ask you, are you watching any of this NFL football stuff just out of curiosity, John?
Yeah, I've been busy this week at the curling rink, so I haven't really had an awful lot of chance to sit down and watch a complete game, but I've caught highlights of every game, and I tell you, that Washington-Detroit game last night was very interesting. I can't remember seeing the last time I saw a team of Detroit's quality in the regular season give 5 turnovers in a playoff game. And some of them were really silly. You know, that trick play did not fit well with me. I could not understand why they did that. But this kid that's playing quarterback for the Redskins, boy, is he ever cool, calm, and collected for a rookie.
Yeah, you know, Mike and I have had the honor and the privilege of actually being right next to that kid on a football field. Jaden Daniels is a special young man, and obviously played a little bit here at ASU, but then really made his mark at LSU, where he just blossomed into this unbelievable quarterback. What I find so refreshing, guys, about him is his calm, his coolness, his poise. Like, this moment is not too big for Jaden Daniels, and it is showing like crazy.
And he's not boastful. So many young players that get to stardom quickly at his age in that kind of a market, and in that kind of a national eye at playoff time, they appear to be very full of themselves. He appears to be just the opposite. He almost appears to be embarrassed that he's having the success that he's having in the market that he's having.
No, you know what? That was extremely well said. I think you got a pretty good pulse on Jaden Daniels, and I think you got a good pulse on the Commanders right now, because they are playing at such a high level. And I'll tell you what, I don't think anybody wants to see Jaden Daniels right now, which is insane because of everything you said. He's a rookie. It's wild. Okay, well, let's get into some NHL hockey now. So looking at the Atlantic once again, I don't think this has changed. The Maple Leafs have, well, maybe it has. Maybe they jockeyed a little bit this week. The Maple Leafs are now in first place. You got the Panthers 3 points behind them. The Lightning are behind the Panthers. Ottawa Senators have jumped up a little bit here, and the Boston Bruins are neck and neck now. So that'll be fun to watch. Those four teams just continue to play extremely well and at the top. In the Metropolitan, I'm telling you what, man, the Capitals, they are. Wow, that's all I can say, John, is wow. Yeah. They are playing absolutely unbelievable this season. Ovechkin has those guys fired up on all cylinders, and we know that he's poised to break a record that you're not too happy about, but it is going to happen at some point. You look at the Western Conference, where Winnipeg, they seem to be cruising a little bit here. The Wild have slipped a little bit. I don't know what's going on with them at the moment. The Stars and the Avalanche to follow them. The Avalanche, I don't think they've quite found their groove yet, but they're hanging in there, and I think that's something to watch, John. In the Pacific, we know who I love, and they're still on top, but now the Edmonton Oilers are right there, neck and neck with them, after the Vegas Knights have had a pretty lousy week where they've lost 3 straight. And then you got the Kings, who are behind them, but they're 5 or 6 points behind, and then the Calgary Flames are about 10 points out. But I feel like not much has changed from the last time we've talked about this, John.
Yeah, it's still pretty much the same thing. A couple of the positions have changed. You talked about the Atlantic Division, and that is still, to me, is a pretty amazing division. And obviously, I watch a lot of hockey in the Atlantic Division because that's where the Toronto Maple Leafs reside. But sitting right now in first place in that division with a three-point lead over the Florida Panthers, went into Montreal last night, got themselves down 2-0 very early, got themselves down 3-0 early into the second period, then started hitting the mark and ended up scoring 7 straight goals to take the game. So I think they kind of got a wake-up call. Tampa Bay is still a team in that division that I shouldn't say scares me, but I think it bears watching. They still have that 3 games in hand, and they're only 7 points behind the Leafs. So, yes, you have to win those games in hand, but that's points that are on the table for the Tampa Bay Lightning to take. And one really positive thing for me with Tampa Bay is that they are plus 39 in goal differential. That tells me they're playing pretty solid hockey. They're winning games the right way. So that's something we need to keep an eye on. The Washington Capitals right now are sitting with the best record in the National Hockey League, 67 points from 46 games. That's 2 points better than the Winnipeg Jets. The Jets have been flying all season, but they were in very tough last night against the Calgary Flames, and especially a great performance by rookie goaltender Dustin Wolf for the Calgary Flames. Basically stood Winnipeg on their ears. You mentioned Dallas. I'm not sure what's going on in Dallas. All of a sudden, they appear to be leaking goals. They've been pretty strong defensively all season. Looking at it this morning, they're only plus 4 in goals for and against, 137 scored, 133 given up. That's 20 more than the Winnipeg Jets, so that's a big piece of that difference. Vegas continue to roll, a bit of a tough week for them. Edmonton now starting to give them some real pressure. They're tied at 61 points, both played 46 games. So we've been talking about how well the Vegas Golden Knights have been playing all season. We know that Edmonton had that terrible start, but all of a sudden they've caught them. So I think we're in for a real race there, and we're now more than halfway through the season. So I think it's pretty safe to say that what we are seeing on the ice in terms of team performance is probably, barring a couple of injuries, barring a couple of major trades with teams shore up at the deadline, I think what we're seeing right now is what we're probably going to get through the end of the regular season into April.
John, good morning. Look, Vegas, you mentioned Vegas. They've had a kind of a rough week, and we're getting close to break here, so if you could be quick, that would be great. They've lost 5 of the last 6. Is there something to worry about with Vegas with their recent troubles, or is this kind of a blip on the screen?
I think it's just a blip on the screen. It's a pretty solid team top to bottom. I don't think there's any real areas of concern there. But they're like any other team, Mike. In a salary cap year, you're top-loaded with big stars. If one of your big stars get hurt, it really hurt. It really doesn't help you at all.
Yeah, no, well said, John. Look, we're up against it. I hear that music. So we'll take a quick pause for the cause. Let's come back, and we'll continue the conversation. If you have a few more minutes on the other side, John, we'll keep you for a few more
minutes if possible.
And sounds good. We'll take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll talk some more hockey and maybe even get a little check on what's going on in Major League Baseball. As we know, things are going to start happening here in a couple few weeks. So we'll see what happens. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? Today, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and we are hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter, talking a little hockey. May shift gears and ask you a couple things about what's going on in Major League Baseball. As we know, they're not playing, but things are still happening, moving and grooving and shaking there. So I may shift gears with you in a moment here. Just out of curiosity, John, looking at everything going on with the NHL, Are you satisfied? I'm just kind of curious because I'm thinking about other professional sports for a moment here, and I'm wondering about the quality of play. And you know, it seems to me like we don't have the parity that we want in the NBA. What does it feel like to you about what you're seeing with NHL hockey? Is the game better or worse than it was when you were younger watching these games?
Tough question, because the league is so much bigger. I go back to the first year I lived in Canada was the last year of the so-called Original Six, which I refer to as the Traditional Six, because the Original Six was totally different than the phrase that everybody uses. The expansion to 12 teams, which was, you know, obviously a doubling in size the first year I was here, I saw a lot of very weak teams in that new division, the Western Division, and the league has continued to expand. So, you know, we're now talking a league that's five times bigger than the league that I grew up with, and four times bigger than the league that I sort of started to watch on a serious basis. We've also seen a huge influx of talent from around the world. When I first started watching hockey, every player except one, Tom Williams of the Boston Bruins, who was from Minnesota, was a Canadian. Now we've got players from all the major countries of the world that play hockey. Quite frankly, it's just that foreign influx of talent that's actually kept the play in the NHL competitive, because I think if we were relying on Canadians and one or two Americans to field teams and stock a 32-team league, I think we'd be looking at some pretty awful teams. So I think from that standpoint, it's good. It's become a little bit harder to follow because you don't see the teams as often as you did. We only see teams in our own conference three times now, and we see teams in the Western Conference twice, once away and once at home. So it's getting a little bit like the NFL in terms of how often you play a team. You can kind of tend to lose touch with certain teams if you don't watch them very often. So I think the standard of play for the fact that there's 32 teams, I think the standard of play is pretty good. My big beef right now is the officiating is so inconsistent, and you know it's not necessarily they dislike one team or they favor another, but I just find in the same game that some of these judgmental calls are just so different, and that to me is the biggest factor in the game right now that I think needs fixing.
Interesting. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, John, I got a baseball question for you, so we're gonna switch here.
Yeah, and I got some baseball news for you too. Tanner Scott just signed a 4-year contract, $72 million with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Talk about the rich getting richer.
Yeah, and my question was about those same Dodgers. I mean, they signed Sasaki, and I'm just sitting here. You know, when I saw that, John, and I'm just like, can their pitching get any better? Like, are they just stockpiling? Is this something the league has to worry about? I mean, there's no salary cap, and the Dodgers are just saying, through money, we'll just print it like Fort Knox and sign whoever we do. But what does that sign of Sasaki and then the player that you just mentioned mean for baseball, mean for the Dodgers? Is this good for Major League Baseball, those kind of things?
No, it's bad for Major League Baseball, in my opinion, Mike. There's nothing they can do about it for a couple of reasons. Number one, the Players Union is so strong in Major League Baseball. It's the strongest union of all the four major sports. So the players are never going to agree to a salary cap, number one. And number two, it's pretty hard for Major League Baseball to come in and try and mandate something because they allowed the New York Yankees to do this for many, many years. So the precedent was set when they allowed Mr. Steinbrenner to get his checkbook out starting in, I guess, late 70s when he signed guys like Reggie Jackson and some of the big stars that he's, Dave Winfield, some of the players that he signed, just picking them off other teams' rosters. So baseball has a problem. They're going to get to the point where there's haves and have-nots, and when you're talking 162-game season, if you're out of it really, really early, you have to wonder what kind of incentive there is for some of the teams to be going to the park when they're 30 and 35 games out of the season in June and maybe early July. I don't think it's good for the game, but it's, as I say, there was a precedent set when they allowed the Yankees to do it, so I think it's pretty hard for Major League Baseball to come down on these guys now.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. Hey, I got to bring this up, and I'm glad nobody did before me because ultimately it's really near and dear to my heart. It's the voice I grew up listening to my whole life, and that's none other than the great, the legend, Bob Uecker, who passed away this week. All I can say is, you know, what a great storyteller. What a great character. What a great human being, to be honest with you, John, Mike. And, you know, there are a few guys that have really made their mark on me as far as a broadcasting career. And one of those guys is Bob Uecker, I've got to say. You know, I grew up in Milwaukee. I went to a lot of Brewer games. I listened to a lot of Brewer games. I heard Bob Uecker all the time, and obviously we know about him in the movie. We know about him with the commercials. But ultimately, an unbelievable announcer, a guy that was just so gifted in what he did, and a great voice, a voice that I'll never forget. I just have a lot of love and a lot of passion for Bob Uecker, and obviously my home teams, the Milwaukee Brewers, the Milwaukee Bucks, the Packers. But this is definitely something that's near and dear to my heart, and a voice that I've heard for so many years that it's hard to kind of think about a different voice taking over now, John.
Yeah, I can sympathize with you, from that angle. Apart from the fact that he was from your hometown, he was also an individual that broadcast your favorite team's games. And, you know, when was the last time that you saw a career 200 hitter become as famous in the game after he had stopped playing as Bob Uecker?
Right.
And, you know, I didn't get an opportunity to listen to him every day like you did because, of course, I don't get the Milwaukee games. But I can parallel this to when the voice of the Montreal Canadiens, Danny Gallivan, retired and passed away. We've seen it with Vin Scully. I saw it here in Toronto with the late Tom Cheek, who broadcast 4,306 consecutive Blue Jay games until he had to miss a game for his father's funeral. And then about 10 days after that, he took sick, and that was with an illness that eventually led to his passing. So it was very strange for me to listen to somebody else than Danny Gallivan call Canadians games. It was very unusual for me to listen to somebody other than Tom Cheek call a Blue Jays game. So I know exactly what you're going to go through next year when you flip on a Brewers game and Bob Uecker is not there to call it for you.
Yeah, you know, Mike, I'll let you speak in a quick moment here, but it's kind of along the same lines of Jim Paschke, who also used to call games for the Milwaukee Brewers and then moved over to the Milwaukee Bucks. Like, honestly, it was a hard listen for me listening to the new people for the Milwaukee Bucks for a while. It took me a little time to get used to that. So, Mike, anything else to share with us here?
You know what? Uecker was so unique to me, and I knew him not like you did, Andy, obviously, because you grew up with him. I mean, I got to know him through, the beer commercials and his spot in the movie Major League. And the one thing with Uecker that always stuck out to me, and Andy, you can correct me if I'm wrong on this, is that he was just so personable, and he just seemed like a real guy, if that makes sense. And sitting and listening to him must have been just fun for the fans, the storytelling. The one guy that I grew up with back home in Portland was the Blazers old announcer Bill Shonley, and he had all these catchphrases: "Rip City, you got to make your free throws." And I'm with you, Andy. When someone like Uecker, or for me, Bill Shonley, passes away, and they bring in the new guy, which they have to, obviously, it does take a while to get used to the new guy. And it's just, and to me, it's just not the same. And I'm sure next season, Andy, for you, it's not going to be the same for a while until you get used to the new guy. But Uecker is a unique, or was a unique individual, a great human being, a great storyteller, and he's certainly going to be missed by Major League Baseball for sure.
Absolutely, John. We're up against it. Appreciate your time as always. And obviously it's a little somber note that we're leaving today on, but ultimately an amazing career, a wonderful guy, great human being, and his legacy will live on for sure,
yeah,
no doubt.
Baseball will be nowhere near as good without him behind the microphone. And having been through this with Tom Cheek, I can appreciate how you feel.
Have an awesome day, John. We'll
you
catch
too.
Up next week.
Sounds good. Take care, guys.
John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey and Major League Baseball like nobody's business, baby. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're going to come back on the other side. We're going to get into what we saw on the football field from yesterday's games. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and you could be part of the program. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing for Mike. Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, bro, I lied to the people, but not intentionally. Just an unintentional lie. Said we were going to break down the games from Saturday. We're not going to do that yet. You know why? Because I forgot. There's a huge college football game to talk about on Monday night. And I want to get that in now because hour two, we're basically going to dedicate to the NFL and everything that goes that way. Maybe we'll mix in a little NBA hoop talk. But for the most part, it's all about the NBA. I'm sorry, the NFL. Monday night, though, is college football's night, my friend. Ohio State playing Notre Dame in the national championship game. Ohio State is about an 8.5-point favorite. It looks like the over-under total is 45.5, maybe 46 at the local sports books. I don't know exactly, but somewhere in that neighborhood. Okay, man. 3 or 4 weeks ago, when Ohio State lost, maybe, I guess it's 4 weeks, maybe 5 weeks now, whatever it is, when they wound up losing that football game to Michigan, right? I don't think anybody in their right mind would have thought that Day and Ohio State would have gotten to where they are now, right? Like, it's an impressive run. And then on the other side, you got Marcus Freeman with what he's done with this Notre Dame bunch, man. It's impressive as all hell. You know, guys were leaving Notre Dame because they didn't think they were getting enough money to be able to go out and get a a national championship caliber team. Well, Marcus Friedman, you know, he put that to bed real quick, right? So here we are. We got Notre Dame. We got Ohio State. First and foremost, what do you think of this matchup? And then I want to break it down, like, how does Ohio State go about their business and how does Notre Dame go about their business?
Well, look, one, you mentioned Notre Dame, and what they've done this year is impressive as hell. They've won 13 straight. Notre Dame is sitting there at 14-1. Okay, their only loss coming at home against Northern Illinois. And right now that looks like such a blip on the screen, you can't even see the blip anymore. You know? And,
right.
And what Marcus Freeman has done has, you know, he's turned his team into the number two rated defense in the country. And we know, if you follow college football, we know who the number one defense in college football is, and that's Ohio State. So we have, heading into this game, we have the two top defenses in college football. And I think, you know, look, Ohio State's offense is an offense that just has, they got weapons all over the place. They just do. Jeremiah Smith, that freshman receiver, I mean, that guy's going to be playing on Sundays in a couple of years. For sure.
Like,
absolutely. He's big, he's strong, you know, he's impressive as all hell. And, you know, what Ryan Day has done since that Michigan game, I mean, people wanted to run Ryan Day out of Columbus. They were like, fire him now, get rid of him. And you and I both know Ohio State's a blue blood when it comes to college football. They have a very high just feeling about themselves and their program, with good reason. They've had lots of success. Right now, Ryan Day has to be sitting back, you know, in the coach's room or in his living room at home, and just feel like he's getting the last laugh. And if Ohio State wins Monday night, he's going to have the last laugh with all those haters after the Michigan game. Going into this game, it's going to be, can Notre Dame's offense create enough scoring to keep up with Ohio State? Because Ohio State has the better offense. They got more weapons. They got better weapons. But I'll tell you what, Notre Dame, these last few games, they just grind it out, and they keep coming. And Riley Leonard, the quarterback for Notre Dame, has been making plays. They may not be like huge downfield plays, but he's getting first downs. He's moving the chains. He's keeping drives alive. And if Notre Dame can do that and keep that high-powered Ohio State offense off the field, they're going to have some success on Monday night against the Buckeyes. And it's just one of those games where I think, you know, there's a lot of people out there going, oh, Ohio State should win this and they should win it going away. And to quote, you know, everybody's friend in Lee Corso, not so fast. Like, they, yeah. Look, you got to play, man. And you got to buckle up, because I think this is going to be one of the most physical national championship games that we've seen in a little while. Because Notre Dame's defense and their offensive lines, they come to play. They're going to lay a helmet on you, and it's going to be one of those kind of games where both teams and players from both teams, they're going to have to spend a little bit extra time in the hot tub or the cold tub to recover from, because I just think this is going to be a physical game. And can Notre Dame create enough drives and score enough points to stay with Ohio State and keep that offense off the field?
I think we got a little bit of a game plan or a blueprint of how to shut Ohio State down a little bit from what Texas did to them. Too. Like, think about it, bro. They were struggling to score points. But hold on. Let's jump out to the phones. We got our guy, man. MISM. That's Mitch in Santa Monica.
In the house.
Those that don't know, we got to get him into the party. Mitch, good morning, my friend. How are you, brother?
I'm doing okay, guys. Good Sunday morning to you. Good day two of divisional NFL football. We'll get into that in a little bit, but let's get into the business at hand.
Look, man, I want to – hey, let me ask you something real quick. I know you're not a fan of either of these teams, okay? Mike and I both know you're not a fan of either one of these teams that are playing for the national championship. For whatever frickin' reason, I don't care, okay? For whatever the reason is, I just don't care. But let me ask you a serious question. Riley Leonard, Will Howard, those are the two QBs that will be going at each other. Not really at each other. They're going at each other's defenses. Because, like, that was funny the other day. I don't know if y'all heard this. But when they asked Josh Allen about playing against Lamar Jackson, and he's like, well, I've never played against another quarterback. I play against their defense. Like, so I totally get that. I totally understand it. And it's the same situation here, okay? But I think these guys have completely different skill sets, if you really think about it. This Leonard kid likes to use his legs a lot. I've never really seen Will Howard run too much. He's more of a pocket type passer. So ultimately, MISM, Mike, let's kind of break this down a little bit, okay? Who do you favor at the quarterback spot, and why, MISM?
Well, I really want to address the first part of your lead in, but hopefully I can get to that to the at the end. To be honest, I think Ohio State is probably overmatched, or I should say Notre Dame could be overmatched in this game, and that's a big fear of mine. However, that's why we play the game, and I think that Notre Dame has gone on such a run where we've seen Ohio State stumble, that I think that momentum of Notre Dame throughout the season, even though Ohio State has been crushing in the playoffs, is something where it's all about. And whether, you know, Rosen says, you know, I'm not playing Lamar Jackson. You know what? You're playing the team. So that's such a crazy statement. You know, it's a team game. But don't just tell me it's me against just the defense. It's the team against it's the other team. And right now, I hate to say it, but I think Notre Dame pretty much has the momentum, and that's where this game is going to be decided upon. Not one player, but a whole team momentum type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, when you think about how they won their last game, you know, it was a defensive play, and quite frankly, I don't know if you guys watch this or not, but freaking Kirk Herbstreit was literally spot on with how he called the game to happen. He said Notre Dame was going to make a big defensive play at the end of the game. The guy could not have been more right. And I look, at the end of the day, I think we all know it's not an individual that's going to go out and win any game. But obviously individual play has a lot to do with the outcomes of games. But to get that great individual play, you need awesome offensive line play. You need great defensive line play. Like, there's a lot of things that have to go on. You need an explosive play or two. You need a wide receiver to break a pass play. You need a running back to break out of a running play. Like, things like that have to happen. And when you think about it, like, Mike, let me ask you this. Who do you think has the more explosive play power? To me, I'm just going to say I think it's Ohio State, but what say you?
Yeah, no, I would definitely say it's Ohio State being the more powerful or if you're
explosive.
Talking offense, yeah, but like explosive play power is Ohio State. They just have an offense and an offensive line that can they can bulldoze you on an offensive line in the running game and come at you. They can come at you with Jeremiah Smith and the other receivers that they have in Columbus. So, you know, on paper, I understand why people are giving Ohio State the advantage here in this game. But at the same time, there's a reason why you got to strap it up and tie your shoes and come with your lunch pail on Monday night.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Like, I can appreciate what you're saying about Notre Dame kind of being outmatched in this game, but I also want to say that isn't that kind of the ammo of the Fighting Irish, guys? Like, come on, man. Like, let's keep it real here.
Right.
Their whole thing about like, if you think about Rudy, okay? Just think about Rudy, man, okay? Like, I'm sorry, but they always play with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. And I think personally, you know, when you see numbers like 8.5 or 9 that you're supposed to lose by, I don't know, man. I find that maybe to be the most motivating factor for a team coming into a game, more so than any MISM. And I can understand, I can appreciate you saying that they're outmatched, but aren't they outmatched almost every week?
No. And the reason why is they have this elitist attitude. Join a freaking conference already. Don't be this ship in the ocean by yourself. That's an attitude that is absolutely not a chip on the shoulder. That's one of absolute cockiness and eliteness, and it makes me sick. That being said, as much as they say this game is played between the goal line, I think this is going to come to the difference between Marcus Freeman and Ryan Day. And Ryan Day proves to us that he has absolutely no discipline on that thug of a team of the Ohio mistake, and Marcus Freeman is a freaking class act. I don't know how he got a job at Notre Dame. He's so good.
Hey, good stuff, man. We got to take a break. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in. It's the final time here this hour on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us. We love those callers, by the way. We like to keep the phones busy, man. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. If you want to talk to us about anything, whatever's on your mind is always on our minds, just so you know, people. You can also get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's The Real Dorf on Sports. Haven't spoken much basketball lately, my friend. What's going on with your Boston Celtics, bro? Is this an NBA championship hangover, or what's going on, dude? Seriously.
I think it is a bit of a hangover, but look, and this is something, and I know I said this last week, it's always bothered me with Boston. They just rely on the three way too much, and when they don't fall, they keep firing up, and it doesn't seem like there's a plan B. And it just drives me crazy right now. I mean, I was so disgusted with their loss last night. I'm like, they ain't winning squat this year. Like, it's just, they're letting the Pelicans and Toronto stay with them and the Atlanta Hawks. They should be blowing those teams out, and they're not. And I don't know exactly what they have to do. I know they've had a players-only meeting, and when you have those, that's a signal that there is something wrong with the team. But being so reliant on the three, and I know this is a thing with the NBA, is just not going to, it's not going to win it for them this year. I just don't think so.
Look, man, all I know is this. NBA teams play basketball, bro. And if you expect other guys to lay down and just quit for them, you're expecting the wrong thing.
Right.
They want to beat the Boston Celtics, man. We got to take a break.
Exactly. We'll
wrap up this hour. Hour two's on the horizon. Tons and tons of NFL talk, amongst other things. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Sports Shorts, I'm Jeevana Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. The latest in MLB news includes Japanese star pitcher Roki Sasaki signing with the world champion Los Angeles Dodgers. Sasaki, at just 23, is not eligible for MLB free agency until occurring at least 6 years of service time. He announced on Instagram that he would be joining the Dodgers. NFL divisional round action starts today as the Houston Texans will face off against the Kansas City Chiefs. In their last game, the Chiefs took it 27-19. However, the Texans are now without star receivers Tank Dell and Stephon Diggs. The Chiefs are favorites to win this game and looking to get to the Super Bowl for a three-peat. NFL action does not stop there with the Lions taking on the Commanders. 95% of NFL experts predict the Lions to beat the Commanders, proving that it might be an uphill battle for Jaden Daniels and the Commanders to pull off an upset against the Lions. Super Bowl is less than a month away and will take place February 9th in New Orleans. Will the Chiefs get back to the Super Bowl and pull off another win, or will we see another team emerge and take down the champions? To stay up to date in all things sports and for more sports content, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram and visit our website, sportsovernightamerica.com. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Jeevana Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. It's a rare double shot play of the week for this playoff weekend in the NFL. Our other Sports in 60 times 2 tells the story of why I think the Rams can stay within 6.5 points of the Eagles in the early Sunday game. This is a preview and pick of the late game between the Ravens and the Bills at Highmark Stadium in Orchard Park. We had a fun fact in our other preview about Coach Sean McVay and how Sunday's game was the 13th playoff tilt he'd coach, with every one of those 13 opponents being different teams. Well, how about this if you're a Ravens fan? Baltimore won the Super Bowl in 2001 with 28-year-old quarterback Trent Dilfer at the helm, and in 2013 with 28-year-old Joe Flacco calling the signals. Those Super Bowls came 12 years apart. 2025 would make it, you got it, another 12 years between raising Lombardi trophies. And should that happen, Lamar Jackson would be lifting the championship trophy, also at the age of 28. Like the other Sunday game, this also features a 2024 regular season meeting where the favorite, in this case the visiting Ravens, pounded the Bills 35-10 in Baltimore. This has to be the reason Buffalo is an unlikely small underdog at home, the first time since 1967 they've been in this position. Breaking a streak of 18 straight home games is chalk, the longest in NFL postseason history. But I think the weather and the home team's familiarity of how the gales blow in their own stadium will make a big difference. Sunday night temperatures are expected to be in the teens with 10 to 20 mile an hour winds. In this environment, I trust Josh Allen more than Lamar Jackson, as well as Bills place kicker Tyler Bass over Justin Tucker. The Bills were far and away the best at a plus 24 in the regular season turnover category, and I think they force multiple Ravens mistakes en route to victory. The Bills plus 1.5. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. Tons to talk about in the NFL. Wild card weekend is come and gone. The divisional games are happening, and Saturday's action was somewhat expected from me, by the way, just kind of the way I thought the games were going to go. I did like Kansas City. I did like the Commanders, man. The momentum that those two teams were riding on coming into this week was extremely good. The Texans were coming off of a nice win that they had at home, but playing on the road is much, much different. The Washington team, man, I'll tell you what, Jaden Daniels is special, Mike Wilson. This kid is all that and a bag of chips. You and I are fortunate. We're lucky. We know this young man. We've talked to this young man before. Humble and wisdom beyond his years, my friend. Incredible stuff from Jaden Daniels.
Oh, just, you can't even, it's almost hard to describe, Andy, what this young man has done this season and especially yesterday. It is special. He is special. And don't count out the Commanders from going to the Super Bowl at all.
Pretty insane when you think about it, man. Really insane. But he just makes that offense so dynamic. And the defense, bro, they turned Jared Goff over like crazy. We got to take a break. We'll come back and rap about what we saw. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Now it's Staples. Find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers through February 1st.
Welcome back to College Bowl season, and now it looks like a fan has run onto the field carrying a $5 KFC bowl.
Oh yeah, it looks like the mac and cheese bowl with five original recipe nuggets, or the new Nashville hot loaded fry bowl with nuggets, coleslaw, secret recipe fries, pickles, and Nashville hot sauce. Wow, looks yummy from up here.
Boy, everybody wants that bowl as more fans are pouring onto the field.
Hey, Bill!
Get the only bowls that matter this season. Five delicious bowls, just $5 each. Only at KFC. Prices and participation may vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
All right, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Go figure. Dude likes football. Mine's Dorf on Sports. I really do like myself. No joke, man. Facebook is Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, man.
It's true, people. It's true.
Getting back into this, okay? I want to break these two games down from yesterday, and then we'll get into the games that are happening in a couple hours from today. Well, a few hours for one, but a couple hours for another. Rams and Eagles will start the day. Ravens and Bills will finish out the night. But what happened on Saturday, man? The Texans go to the Chiefs. It was 23-14. And here's the deal, man. Like, if I were to say to you that I think the Texans actually had a real shot when I was watching that game, because I didn't think that the Chiefs were all that spectacular, but what do they do, Mike? What do they do? They come up with the big plays when they really need them, like the blocked field goal at the end of the game, like the 65-yard run back, like things like that. They just happen for them, okay? And people want to say they're lucky. People want to say they're not as good as their record. Look, man, you are what your record is, and you are good, and you need to have luck to be good. So all of those things can be true at the same time to a certain degree. But there's no mistake in this, man. Patrick Mahomes, when you give that dude time, he's going to make the right play. Did you see the throw that he made falling over to Jason Kelce, to Travis Kelce?
Yeah.
To Travis Kelce in the end zone? Like, dude, come on, man. And quite frankly, I hate to say it, but even though Jared Goff got turned over so many times, he had a really similar play in the game against Washington, the same way that Patrick Mahomes did. But obviously, Patrick Mahomes' team goes on to win, whereas Jared Goff's team goes on to lose. I do think the Texans had a legitimate shot, but they squandered opportunity after opportunity. And when push came to shove, the Chiefs came up with the goods when they needed them, Mike.
Oh, absolutely, they came up with the goods. You know, the one thing that people say with the Chiefs, it bugs me, and I don't care what sport it is. I don't care who we're talking about. The NFL wants them to win. It's rigged. The refs are on their side, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, do you realize the level of rigged that it would have to be for that to even be remotely true? That drives me a little bit nuts with these teams, because they're just hating on a team that they don't follow or they don't like because the Chiefs beat their teams repeatedly. So, as I digress, yesterday, look, the Texans, yeah, they did have a shot. And I was probably sitting there with the attitude that you had, like, okay, this is not, you know, the Chiefs are letting the Texans hang around. And you and I both know the longer you let the away team kind of hang around, anything can happen. And then, like you said, the Chiefs make plays. They have the big run back, or they get the first down. They move the chains. They keep the drive going. Mahomes throws a falling down touchdown pass to Kelce in the middle of the end zone. And what do the Texans do? They miss kicks.
Yeah.
They miss the extra points. They miss the field goals. There's points off the board with that. Pardon me. And when you do that and you're the road team in Arrowhead, you can't do that. You have to play as close to perfect as you can against the Chiefs in Arrowhead, especially because we all know who's under center. We all know who's calling the plays. We all know who's at tight end and at running back for that team. And they can break off a big play any flipping time they want, and they do. And this is just my own personal little rant right here, Andy. But people are like, they just want them to be beat. And we talk all the time about appreciating greatness, right? We are staring that right in the face with this Kansas City football team and the whole organization. They get it done repeatedly, and that's just a sign of greatness. And we've never seen a three-peat in NFL football history in terms of championships. We are possibly looking at one, and I'm just telling you, people, you got to appreciate the greatness while it's still around, because it's not going to be here forever.
All in all, I just got to say this for the most part. Okay, that game was relatively ugly when you look at the numbers. Okay,
right.
The Houston rushing attack was spectacular. Okay, like for real, dude. They outran them by three times. Okay, so 149 yards total rushing to 50 yards rushing for Kansas City. The passing game was even, like, honestly, if you look at this thing on paper, Mike, you're kind of scratching your head and you're saying, how did Houston only put up 14 points? Okay, because CJ Stroud, 245. He doesn't have a touchdown. He doesn't have an interception. The rushing attack, like I told you, 149 yards, and then you turn 177 passing yards for Patty Mahomes and only 50 yards rushing. Like, again, they find ways to win. Okay, because if you look at the numbers, strictly the numbers, you're somewhat scratching your head and you're saying, wait, this seems like it should be the other way around. But their defense, man, like we are not giving that defense enough credit. The defense is absolutely insane, okay? Their defense is insane. You can't score on this team. They don't have to score a lot of points. I think that's what's going on here. And I think that people get caught up in, like, well, they don't look that good. Their offense isn't that great. When you hold teams to 14 points, Mike, you don't need to score that much, do you? So I think we're not giving their defense enough credit, and we think about the greatness of Patty Mahomes so much, but their defense is great, Mike. Their defense is literally their defense has literally won many games for them this season. We talk about Patrick Mahomes and his greatness, but it's the defense, if you ask me. Spags, dude, this guy has them ready each and every freaking week, bro.
Oh, absolutely. He has them absolutely ready to go, and he has the other team schemed up so well, and you have Chris Jones, you have other guys that just make plays when they need to make plays. For those of us sitting on our fat butts at home on the couch going, man, they need a sack or a turnover would be great here, or just, hey, hold them to a field goal or, something. Kansas City does it, and it's because of Spags. Spags has been doing this for so long, and he's been doing it so well for so long that I don't think Spags doesn't get too concerned, or he doesn't seem like a guy that gets too concerned when a team is having a little bit of success. He's like, well, we'll just switch it up. His in-game adjustments are some of the best in the NFL, if not the best.
And by the way, to my point about going through the numbers for you, I'm just going to leave you with this stat, okay? The Texans are the first team, check this out, to outgain their opponent by 100-plus yards, not have a turnover, and lose a postseason game. The previous record, Mike Wilson, 49-0. So, again, I look at the numbers, and I'm scratching my head. How the Texans didn't come out victorious. We got to take a pause for the cause. We'll break down the other game, and then we'll get into today's action. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Can always get at us on the X thing for Mike. It's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, man. So we broke down the Texans and the Chiefs, and quite frankly, if you just purely look at the numbers, very interesting outcome where the Chiefs win by 9 points. But ultimately, I think that the Texans are going to look back at that and say, we really had a good shot to win that football game, but we just didn't do it.
Yep.
Let's move on to the Cocoa.
Can I say
managers,
one thing?
Baby. Yeah,
can
yeah.
I say one thing?
Yeah.
You know, look, the Texans in their last couple of playoff games, that defense, man, that defense is legit. Like those guys were flying around yesterday and putting helmets on helmets with the Chiefs there for a while. What they got going on that defensive side of the ball in Houston, people are going to have to pay attention to that a little bit more than they are. I was just impressed with that Texan defense early in that game, just flying around, playing with their hair on fire, and not being intimidated in the least by the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, man. They only gave up 23 and really only one touchdown, right, from Patrick Mahomes. So, yeah, no. Look, again, man, like I'm saying, this game could have easily gone the other way is what I'm trying to say, but it just didn't because the Chiefs come up with those plays. Okay, let's move on to the other game that we saw, the Commanders winning 45-31 over the Lydowns, which, look, it took them all year to lie down. I'm just being straight with you, bro. They had a great year, okay? Not taking anything away from them. But I will say this, okay? I kept watching them play. I kept saying to myself, well, they're really banged up, number one. But number two, like, their defense just gives up too many damn points. And the Commanders, you know, it was interesting because when they were breaking down this game and they were wondering whether the Commanders would have enough offense to stick around with Detroit. Well, as it turns out, Detroit didn't have enough offense to stick around with the Commanders. And I think the real story of this game, Mike, was Washington's defense, bro. They were fantastic. I'm sorry, right, but limiting this high-powered offense to just 31 points, and more importantly, 10 in the second half, my friend, okay? Like, dude, they shut it down, bro. Jared Goff, 3 interceptions on the day, and those picks, man, they looked like
we're bad.
They looked like they were running the route, okay? Like, for real, bro. The Washington Commanders have come together, my friend, and this is exciting to watch. This is fun to watch, man. They have so much mojo right now, dude. I think they are an absolute offensive juggernaut because nobody knows how to contain Jaden Daniels, man. The guy goes for 299, 2 tutties, no interceptions, an RTG of 122.9. Are you freaking kidding me? And the QBR is 91.8. This guy's a rookie, man. He's not supposed to be doing it. It shouldn't be this easy. But for whatever freaking reason, Cliff Kingsbury deserves a lot too, man. Like, dude, they have just hit it on every single cylinder, man. And here's the one thing I was looking at this game before, okay? Before it started, I'm like, okay, both of these coaches have that risk it, no biscuit type mentality. And quite frankly, I don't trust either one of these guys, to be quite frank with you, Mike. But here's what I do trust. I trust Jaden Daniels, man. I trust that dude is going to make the right play with either his legs or his arm. And his wisdom, his moxie, his calm, his poise, his character under pressure. Like, dude, he is as cool as the other side of the pillow, using one from my man Stuart Scott. God bless him. RIP, my brother. But at the end of the day, man, Jaden Daniels is absolutely fan-frickin-tastic, man.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned his stats. The one stat that also sticks out, he was, per completion, he was almost averaging a first down per completion. Like, so every time he was dropping back, he was getting first downs. And then you take a look at the rest of the team and what they were doing. Rushing the ball, Brian Robinson Jr., 15 carries, 77 yards, averaging 5 yards a carry. Okay, so hand it to him 2 times, you got a first down. And then you take a look at his receivers. His receivers were averaging anywhere from like 5.6 yards per catch to 21, 22 yards a catch. They were getting chunk yardage on receptions and stuff. So, yeah, they are humming along right now. And, you know, the games today and the teams that have to end up playing or end up playing Washington, you're going to have to spend quite a long time in the film room, because right now you got an offense that's hot, that's like white hot. And it's going to be you talked about mojo. This is mojo on steroids right now. And the confidence that Jaden Daniels has, you can't quantify that. I mean, that is this is something that you rarely see out of a rookie. And then, like you said, he had 299 yards of throwing. He had 51 yards on 16 carries.
Yep.
Like he accounted for roughly 350 yards of all of the offense.
Yep.
For Washington.
Yep.
And he's a rookie.
Yep.
Okay. So be easy, or don't look at Jaden. Go, he's a rookie. He's never been in this situation. He's in the situation, and he's doing what he's doing. Right?
Yeah. You know,
it's crazy.
Again, so efficient. 22 of 31
is
Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
On the
me?
Other. Yeah. On the other hand, Jared Goff. 23 of 40. Again, the three picks is what really stands out to me from Jared Goff. He regressed a little bit, man. He did not play the game that we expected to see from him. You know, you mentioned
rating.
Yeah, you mentioned Daniels, you mentioned Robinson. You forgot about Austin Eckler, who, by the way, came up with some really good plays for them too. You throw that guy in the mix. Like, dude, Brown, the receiver, what a game from him. Some amazing catches. And then you got Terrible Terry, who just broke one, 58 yards for that explosive play. Look, man, they've got game breakers, bro. They got a lot of game breakers. You know, and I think if they play, like, if they wind up playing Philadelphia, okay, I think the confidence is pretty high there, because think about how they were able to beat Philadelphia late in the season. And then if it's L.A., I think Washington is probably the most dangerous team left in the postseason, my friend, because of the unknown with Jaden Daniels. There's a lot of tape, but there's not enough tape, if that makes sense. And again, the one thing that I'm going to watch very closely is Dan Quinn and how he manages the fourth downs, because usually I'm saying it about Danny Campbell, about how insane and how crazy he is with how he goes for it on fourth down. Look, man, Jaden Daniels makes Dan Quinn look really good at times, okay? It's just the flat-out truth. The amount of times that they go for it on fourth down and get it, and they make big plays out of it too, it's actually pretty insane. That's the one concern I have, is this is the postseason. You need to put points on the board when you can put points on the board. And to a certain degree, he rolled the dice a lot on Saturday night, and it really worked out for him every single time. And think about Zach Ertz, man. What a great tight end to have. That dude's money. Okay, man, I'm sorry, the numbers don't really explain it, but every single big play, every big throw that they needed, who did they go to? They went to Zach Ertz, man. I think this offense is running at such a high clip, Mike. It's insane. And the defense, I'll tell you what, man, they don't get enough respect, at least after what I saw yesterday. That defense is flying around. The D-line is good. The secondary is solid. They got a legitimate shot, man.
Oh, they absolutely have a legitimate shot. When you look at the receivers, Dynami Brown, he's targeted 8 times, he caught it 6. McLaurin, targeted 6, caught 4. Eckler, targeted 4, caught 4. That means, Jaden's putting it in places where they can catch the ball.
Absolutely.
He's putting it right on them. So, there's a whole lot you got to be happy about if you're a Washington fan and this team and Jaden Daniels, for sure.
All right, on the other side, we'll get to today's action. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618. You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson. You got Andy Dorf. And you could be part of the program, 1-800-878-7529. You can always get at us on the X thing for Mike. Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, brother, we've discussed a lot today. We talked college football playoff on Monday night. I never got your pick on that, by the way. Who are you going with on that one, Ohio State or Notre Dame?
I'm going to go with Notre Dame. I'm going to roll with the Irish, which is, Andy, for me, this is a first. I never really root for Notre Dame. I understand the fan base. I get why they love their Irish and all that kind of stuff, but they've never really been on top of my list, but it's Ohio State at the same time. You wouldn't catch – that's like rooting for the Oregon Ducks for me. You wouldn't catch me dead or alive rooting for the Ducks or Ohio State, so I'm going to roll with Marcus Freeman and his Golden Domers.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think the momentum is pretty good for them. I think being an underdog the way that they are just fits right into their mojo. I hope we see
Absolutely.
A good game. I do think that Ohio State will wind up winning, but I do think it potentially is closer than the experts think. All right, speaking of closer than the experts think. Rams have the Eagles today. The game is 1 o'clock our time. Philadelphia on my screen here, a 6.5-point favorite, and the total at 43.5. Again, just for entertainment purposes only. I wasn't all that impressed with the way that the Eagles played against the Packers. However, with that being said, they still did. They did cover the line last week against the Packers. Look, I think that the Rams pose different problems to them. I think the front four of the Rams defense is pretty good. However, when these guys played last time during the season, the Eagles really established that running game with Saquon Barkley. I think if you're the Rams today, you've got to figure out how to make Jalen Hurts be the guy that has to beat you and not have it be a Saquon Barkley, because we know how he can take over the game. Your thoughts on how the defense should prepare to play this Philadelphia Eagle offense?
That's a good question. And, you know, look, the offense with Philly is, I mean, it's not humming along exactly like Washington, but it's something you got to look, you got to take into account that they're tough. They're going to kind of grind you a little bit. Saquon's going to the thing that I like about Saquon, Andy, he's not afraid of contact. It's almost like he goes out and he's looking for it. And he'll lay his helmet down and fight for those extra yards. And then you take a look at the Rams. We all thought that defense was kind of dead in the water a little bit before the season started. Because why? Because Aaron Donald was not there. He retired. And for this defense, especially the defensive line, to play as well as they have this season, fighting through injuries on that defense and getting wins where we're like, wow, okay, we didn't expect that. It's something to kind of behold, because Aaron Donald was such an integral part of the LA Rams defense. I don't know how they're going to stop Saquon or stop Jalen Hurts or A.J. Brown. I would figure that A.J. is probably going to get, you know, he's going to get help over the top. He's going to get double team. They'll probably have a spy on Jalen as well from time to time to make sure he doesn't get out of the pocket and make plays like Jalen Hurts can. And then, you know, with Saquon, look, you got to talk to that defensive line for the Rams and just say, look, you got to do your job. You line up in the three technique, that is your job, and this is what we're trying to do. And you got to trust the guys behind. You got to trust those backers in back of you to fill the gaps, to fill the holes, and to keep Saquon going left to right. Keep him going east and west instead of north and south. And I know, look, that's easier said than done with a guy that got over 2,000 yards this year. So it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be a backyard brawl in terms of all that stuff, and I'm looking forward to it.
In a weird way, I think points are gonna be at a premium in this game, Mike. I really do.
I agree.
I think the defenses are pretty solid in general. I know that Stafford has two very capable wide receivers and Nacua and obviously Cooper Kupp, but ultimately the running game with Williams is pretty good too. Like I do see some offensive firepower, but I also see really solid defensive play in this game, and for some weird reason I do think points are going to be coming at a premium. I think this is something like 21-17, 23-17. I don't think we're going to see a huge offensive explosion. I wonder how Jalen Hurts is after the concussion protocol that he was in. Again, like you said, the offense has the ability to really clip, but it didn't against the Green Bay Packers. And ultimately, I don't know if Jalen Hurts is 100% right now. And let's be honest, that makes a huge difference. So again, I go back to my original thought. If I'm the Rams, I'm trying to take the ball out of Saquon Barkley's hands. I might crowd the line a little bit, and I might force Jalen Hurts to throw the ball. I think that's the best way for the Rams to go in there and pull off the upset, is make Jalen Hurts beat you. Don't let Saquon Barkley be the guy that does the damage. Make it be Jalen Hurts. Is that fair? And is that a good game plan?
Oh, that's absolute. No, it's absolutely fair, and I'm sure, look, I mean, you and I, you know, we just comment on the stuff. We don't really know all that much, you know. We're kind of a couple of just kind of dorky guys talking about sports from time to time, but I'm sure that's part of the game plan. Like, you'd rather get hurt by Jalen Hurts a little bit, a little play on words, yeah, than have Saquon just run like a wild monkey, a wild gazelle all over the place. You wouldn't want that to happen at all. So I could certainly see that being a part of the game plan.
Speaking of wild, man, let's get this party going again. I think we got a dual call coming in.
Here we
right
go.
Now. I think we got a dual call. It might be LISM and MISM, I think, is the combo. That's Linda in Santa Monica, and it's also Mitch in Santa Monica. Hello, guys. What's going on? Hey, but first, before we actually talk about sports, I want to just say to you guys, I hope you're safe. You know I love you guys. And ultimately, I hope everything is okay for you guys there in Southern California, Santa Monica. I hope the fires are staying away from you guys in particular. And the devastation that's gone on in California, it's tragic. So my heart goes out to you and other people that live in California. Are you guys okay, by the way? Are they there? I don't even know if they're there anymore.
Yeah.
See, like the there might be something wrong, man. I don't know.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
MISM? MISM, are you there?
Hello, we're here.
Okay, so
we're here.
I hope you heard me real quick.
Hello?
I wanted to make sure everything's okay for you guys there in Southern California. You good?
Yes. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you, but I'm asking about you.
Okay.
Like,
so here's what I say.
Are you guys okay out there?
We're good. So here's what I say. We were close enough to be concerned, but far away to be cautiously optimistic. We're okay. We have a lot of people that lost homes. We know a lot of people that were displaced. Many of our friends are able to go back into their houses, but they can't live there because it's like sitting in the middle of a fire pit.
The bottom line is here is, there are people that are tragically, lives have been devastated and ruined and you start over. Others are safe, but no one here is okay. No one here is feeling okay. You walk in the market, you walk on the street, you walk anywhere, and everyone is kind of in a glaze, in a daze right now. And we'll not know for months, years, who knows. I only hope that I can see part of the Palisades rebuilt in my lifetime, and
I feel you.
It will never be the same. Yeah.
Let me ask you something though, because I know the history there with LISM and MISM. Linda originally from the Philadelphia area, and obviously MISM a huge Green Bay Packer fan. Well, take the Packers out of the equation this week, Linda. I gotta ask you, man. Eagles or Rams today? I mean, in a weird way, you guys can't go wrong, because if the Rams can win, then you guys are going to be hosting a game, right? Like, that's pretty freaking cool. But and the city's going to rally behind them like crazy. So who do you like in the game today? I want LISM's
thought not
first.
Philly. Not Philly.
Wow.
No. I might be from that area. I've never liked the fan base. I always thought that they play dirty, and Philly as a city is just a dirty place. So here's my feeling. I live in LA. We have reasons to be proud of our city. Let's go, Rams.
Wow, I like it. MISM, who you got?
You know, I actually, believe it or not, MG, I think, hit the nail on the head. I think the loss of Aaron Donaldson has been huge for the Rams. I think the Rams have turned their season around. And sadly, I think that they're going to finally run into the end of the Philadelphia Eagles. I think Sirianni has that team coming. Barkley's a beast. The Packers' defense without a Jair Alexander actually was holding them for most of the game, but, you know, some bad calls or some special teams blunders, you know, allowed that game to be a little bit more in the Eagles' favor. That being said, I think that they'll right those areas. And Jalen Hurts, he's a beast, and Barkley is a beast. And for Barkley to sit the last game, not to break Eric Dickerson's record, showed a lot of class in terms of how they are coming together as a team.
Wow, that's interesting that you're saying they got class when you send us text messages about how unclassy they are. Anyways, it's okay. Look, we don't have a lot of time to talk about this next game, but Ravens and Bills, potentially a matchup of obviously either guy being the MVP. I think this is a fantastic game. This might be just like the game we saw with the Commanders and Detroit, kind of back and forth. Linda, who you got in this one?
I'm just that Baltimore-loving person. That's all I can tell you. I'm not going with anything other than the Ravens.
Wow. Mitch, who you got?
I think this is the NFL MVP Bowl. I cannot go against Lamar Jackson. I think Josh Allen has the peaks and valleys. I've told you he's kind of like a Derek Carr on steroids. You know, sometimes you just never know what he's going to do. And I think the Ravens are a team of destiny. So I am all over the Ravens.
Mike,
today.
Who you got in both games? And then I'll give you my picks.
I got the Eagles and I got the Bills.
Nice, man. I don't know who I'm going with, man. I'm going to say I got the Eagles and I'm going to say I'll take the Ravens. This is going to be an awesome day of football. MISM, LISM, thank you guys so much. Hang tight through the break. We'll all do parting shots. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Have our great callers on the line, LISM and MISM. That's Linda in Santa Monica and Mitch in Santa Monica. At the time, we always do our parting shots. Before we do that, real quick, you can always get at us and follow us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, speaking of real, let's let Linda go first. Ladies first, always. Linda, parting shot time.
Life is fragile. Enjoy every day as if it's your last. And remember, the Eagles need to learn respect.
Wow. MISM going against you today. I love this. Your turn.
Well,
brother.
First of all, it was only Saquon Barkley. In terms of the Eagles organization, that's a whole other situation. But that's not what I want to talk about. My parting shot is this. Tomorrow night, we're going to crown a national championship after an abysmal bowl season that the portal completely ruined. That being said, Notre Dame and Ohio State took less than 10 players through the portal, so they must have been doing something the right way. But there's one thing that one team does the wrong way, and that's Ohio State and Ryan Day and his undisciplined amount of thugs. That being said, as a Miami fan, I can't root for either of these teams. And so who I'm rooting for Marcus Freeman, because I love Marcus Freeman as a Notre Dame coach. And if there's that team, I got to get behind, and I can't believe this after watching Catholics and Convicts the other night again.
Hurry up!
I have to go Notre Dame.
All right, Mike, your turn, brother, real quick, man.
Hey, real quick, everybody go get your soda, get your nachos, get your pizza, enjoy the football today. It's going to be a great day for football.
I'm in the same boat. Divisional playoff round. Have fun, enjoy. For Mitch, for Linda, Mike, myself, John Poulter, and Robert, it's the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. See you next time.
Sports Shorts! I'm Jeevana Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. The latest in MLB news includes Japanese star pitcher Roki Sasaki signing with the world champion Los Angeles Dodgers. Sasaki, at just 23, is not eligible for MLB free agency until occurring at least 6 years of service time. He announced on Instagram that he would be joining the Dodgers. NFL divisional round action starts today as the Houston Texans will face off against the Kansas City Chiefs. In their last game, the Chiefs took it 27-19. However, the Texans are now without star receivers Tank Dell and Stephon Diggs. The Chiefs are favorites to win this game and looking to get to the Super Bowl for a three-peat. NFL action does not stop there, with the Lions taking on the Commanders. 95% of it.